Welcome to No Stage Lights, a podcast where we go behind the smoke and mirrors of everything from marriage to entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Janelle Carter.
And I'm Terry Carter.
Welcome to No Stage Lights, everybody.
Hey, guys.
Hi, hi, hi.
Hi there.
Today we are talking about...
I don't know where that's
hi there.
Hi there. I'll be your huckleberry.
19 lies you were told as a kid. Or maybe more. Or maybe less. I mean, there's quite a few things I might still believe. First of all, how is Terry Carter today?
I'm doing well.
Good.
And yourself?
I'm great.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm fine. Totally fine.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to just say,
uh-oh.
It's been, what's the matter?
Nothing.
Where'd you go?
I'm looking for something.
Okay, bye-bye. I guess it's showtime.
Okay.
For me. I know this is off topic, but the energy that I'm pulling in lately has just been a little wonky.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm going to say it.
Oh.
I feel like it has something to do with the eclipse and Mercury being in retrograde at the same time. I said what I said.
That you did.
Okay. That being said, let's shake it off. And how do we do that? With a dance off. No? I cannot. I feel like this is grounds for like marriage therapy.
Seriously?
The fact that you like uploaded so many Three Stooges sound bites into our sound bank without telling me is...
It's all about the element of surprise.
I'm real surprised.
All right. So anyway.
I'm real surprised.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Do you remember hearing, let's start with carrots. Like eating too many carrots, it's going to make your skin yellow. And
well, I never heard that one.
You didn't?
No.
Yeah. Well, babies sometimes when, if you fed them, you know, like too many carrots, I think they may be turned yellow. But did you ever hear that eating carrots will let you see in the dark?
I haven't heard that one either.
The myth is that carrots can help you see in the dark. It was started out in World War II when British airmen, they put the myth out. I mean.
Interesting.
I know.
I have never heard that.
I mean, we accepted that as a straight up fact. I did. Will chewing gum stay in your stomach for 7 years if you swallow
it? Now, that one I heard, it because, you know, don't swallow that gum because it'll stay in you and, mm-hmm. you know.
No truth to it.
That's a bunch of hooey.
Nope. That's it. You can use your hooey word. It is true that your stomach can't digest it, though.
Right.
I think. Yeah. Because of whatever it's like the base is.
Right. Well, it's gum. It's not going to break down.
Yeah. Okay, how do you feel about this one? Do you think cracking your knuckles causes arthritis?
No.
No, you're right. It might have pissed your mom off, but...
You know what? They still don't even really know what it is that's happening. Because it's actually not anything that's cracking. There's some theories that say that it's a release of...
Gas.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's a gas bubble in there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's like a Harvard study, right?
I won't go that far. I don't know.
Well,
but I'm going to go with you. I mean, if you,
that, yeah,
if it you, sounds, think about that for a minute. We got people at Harvard studying cracking knuckles.
Well, you know, somebody's got to.
Yeah, I suppose.
Do you have to wait to go swimming after you have eaten?
Now that I think has a little bit of truth to it because you're trying to digest your food and that would, you know, cause you to cramp. Is that?
It's not true.
So that's hooey too?
That's hooey. The common theory over the years has been if you eat something and immediately start to swim, your intestines, you're going to cramp up and you're going to drown.
It's pretty, I mean, dramatic. I mean,
that's what we were told.
Get out of the pool, Tubby. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't eat that sausage.
This is interesting. If you pee in the pool, will the water change color?
I have no idea.
So this says no. However. Oh. well, did somebody lie to me as an adult and say, like, don't pee in the pool because I put a little additive in?
That's that I've heard, that something with the chlorine, it'll
no such pool dye exists.
Wow.
No such pool dye exists. Well, I don't know about that. Oh my gosh, let's talk about swimming. Do you remember going swimming and like your skin's like dry and itchy because you have the chlorine, your eyes are red and burning and stinging, and you didn't go swimming much, did
you? No, I didn't.
Mm-mm. Okay, never mind. Does spinach have any impact on your strength? Like Popeye.
For crying out loud. Boop, boop.
Doesn't he say that? I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
Boop, boop. Yep.
I live in a garbage can. That's not how it goes.
No, that's not how it goes.
I know. Why do I think that? Where does he live? He eats a garbage can.
No, he doesn't eat a garbage can.
Is there anything with the garbage?
Nothing with the garbage can. There's really? Nothing. No, no.
Okay, I'm Popeye the
Garbage Man thing is only because it rhymes.
Tell me about how that song goes. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
I don't know.
Live in a garbage
can. No. Something about eats my spinach.
Fight I know that
to
part.
The finish or something. I don't know. It's been 40 years since I've watched Popeye.
Can you actually die in quicksand?
Well, I think it's one of those things that we thought was going to be a bigger deal as a kid.
I know. I worried a lot about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you see that even on like on social media, that's one of the things you'll see. It's like, oh, one of the things we thought was a big deal. And
all of a sudden. Just so you know, it goes, I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. He repeats it. He doesn't live in a garbage can.
No.
Or eat a garbage can. But he is strong to the finish because he eats his spinach. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
But well, does it make you stronger?
There's a mystery solved.
This is the question of the day.
No. I mean, come on.
You don't really? I mean, no.
Janelle. Give you super strength like Popeye has. You do realize that was a cartoon, right?
I do, okay. But yeah, no, it's not that simple. Let's go back to the carrots, because I did find the fact that the myth started out in World War II when British airmen put out the rumor that they had excellent eyesight for shooting down enemy bombers because they ate carrots. The Germans may have believed it, and the British public certainly did, as they were still being told that today, 80 years later.
Really?
Yeah. Carrots do contain beta carotene, which somehow is good for your eyes, but it won't drastically improve your eyesight. Sorry, everybody. If you sneeze with your eyes open, do they pop out? Achoo, I don't think you can.
You can't. I don't think it's possible to sneeze with your eyes open.
Well, scientists aren't 100% sure why we close our eyes when we sneeze, but they do know they won't pop out if you keep them open.
Think about that. Can you sneeze with your eyes open? I mean, that'd be the friggin' craziest God, thing.
We had the YouTube set going. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not going to. I can. Next time I have to sneeze, I'll try.
Please don't. You might pull something.
Do you? Okay, this is going to freak you out. Do you actually swallow 8 spiders a year in your sleep?
Yes, you do.
No, you do not.
No?
No.
That's good.
Yeah.
What do I do, 12?
We don't swallow one or multiple spiders in our sleep.
That's good to know, man. That I'm all over that one because that freaks me out.
It says that spiders are scared of us because we're so massive.
Baloney.
Compared to them. I don't know. I mean, I suppose the spider could make its way into your mouth, but you'd probably feel it on your face.
Well, great. I'm not going to sleep tonight.
You.
Thanks.
I cannot believe you're scared of little bitty spiders. I mean, you left me hanging like for my life one time.
Yep. You're on your own.
You did. You flew. I've never seen you move so fast in my life.
Spiders, just any kind of crawling thing, just it's not my thing.
If you swallow an apple seed, will a tree grow in your stomach?
Yes, it will.
It absolutely will.
I got a branch coming
on. Come on, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You got a branch where?
I can't finish it.
let's talk about quicksand. I mean, you could have really convinced me. Did you ever play Hot Lava?
I think so.
Like you had to jump from one couch to the other couch because you couldn't touch the lava.
Yeah, maybe.
What do you mean? Yeah, you were playing your guitar.
I mean,
was playing Hot Lava, and you were playing your guitar.
No, my brother and I, when we were on school break, mom and dad would let us stay up, and we'd watch Midnight Special and Don Kirshner's, and so we'd stay up after midnight. And I remember this one particular time we found a rotten egg. I'm sure my mom would be mortified telling the story, but
you found a rotten egg.
Found a rotten egg in the fridge. It was hard boiled, and it was like rancid, like brutal. Ooh. So this must have fell down behind something. My brother come out with it, so him and I, he put it on a paper plate, and we took turns seeing who could sit or put their nose down to it, and who could breathe over it the longest without gagging.
I've never smelled a rotten egg.
It's brutal.
I mean, that's why, like, you know.
I mean, that was our kind of fun. Hey, man, we didn't need a video game. Just get us a rotten egg.
Well, last one there is a rotten egg.
Yep.
Wonder where that came from.
It means you stink.
That was an interesting game that you played.
Yeah, it sure was.
Did they not have toys back then? Oh, the ice cream truck. The myth of the ice cream truck. The myth of the ice cream truck is a lie that we have told our children. And that lie is if the music is on, it means they're out of ice cream.
I think it's brilliant.
I mean,
which I said this, or you know, the other day when we saw it, and there needs to be a like an ordinance. If you're gonna have an ice cream truck, it can't look like
a pedophile truck.
Yeah, I mean, it can't be all rusted out. And I mean, it's 2024, man. Put a decent speaker system in it. It's like
Terry's really worried about the speaker system.
I mean, come on. itself is like,
what song were you just
like from a prison yard or something?
I mean,
for crying out loud,
you're very passionate about this topic.
Yes, man. You're gonna have an ice cream truck. Make it look really cool. Paint it up nice. Have it clean, look really good, and for God's sakes, put a decent system in it to play your music. The song stinks anyway, so at least it should sound good.
Is that it?
Yes.
I don't think that's it.
Yeah, something like that. It doesn't. Great. You're going to look it up?
Yeah.
Why?
Why? Because now I want to know. It's joyful.
Okay. Moving along. Ice cream! Ooh. Ice cream!
Probably, first of all, worrying our child. Ice cream! I would love... Okay. I need you to do this right now for me. If you were... If you suddenly found yourself as the hot dog vendor at Wrigley Field or the beer guy.
Okay.
Give me your best hot dog call.
Hot dogs! Hot dogs over here! Get your hot dog! How about that?
You didn't even... flinch.
I've been practicing that one, baby.
My God.
That's going to be my retirement one day. Hot dogs! Woohoo!
I got to get it together.
I got to get it together.
Oh, that's good. Mm. You're very excited, too.
Yep.
You can't eat the hot dogs if you're selling them.
The hell, I can't.
Is that why you're excited?
One for them, two for me.
I have a feeling at the end you're going to go, hot dogs. Yeah.
Hot dogs.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Get it together, Carter.
I'm trying. I'm trying here. Okay. Ridiculous things we believed as kids we were lied to all the time. Did you know they used to tell me that if you played with your belly button, your stomach would pop open?
Jesus.
I know.
Never heard that one either. Mm-hmm. They just let me play with it.
They
didn't care.
Marley and I just had this.
He is again. He's got his finger in there one more time.
That's okay. He'll have a really great career as a hot dog vendor.
Look at the little fella go.
Marley and I just had this conversation today. She thought that her teachers lived at the school when she was little.
Oh, I thought you meant now. I was like, wow.
No, that they
didn't get her out more.
That they didn't go home, you know, and that they lived at the school, which is super cute. And that they slept in their classrooms and, you know, because where else would they go? Wasn't it weird? I don't know,
kidnapping kind of like comes to mind. Kidnapping. That they're hostages.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Wasn't it weird to see your teacher when you were little, like out in public?
So my fourth grade teacher, Miss Rosenbaum, who Kevin and I, my buddy, we'd always go ride our bikes and we'd.
I'm sorry.
Oh, boy.
I can't stop thinking about your hot dog call. Okay, I'm so sorry.
You all right?
No. Not.
Wow.
Okay.
So we get on our bikes and we go to Dairy Queen.
Keep going.
Folks, I think she might actually be straining something.
Be what?
Straining something. You might be pulling something.
Okay. So, okay. You guys will go to Dairy Queen.
And she lived in the apartment building right next to it.
Who?
So it was
the teacher.
Wow.
Good. I wasn't
paid. Welcome to No Stage Lights. Janelle, nice to see you. How have you been?
Okay, your teacher.
Yes.
And so, you and a kid named Mike.
No, but Kevin. Close enough.
Okay. All right. Okay, good.
We go to Dairy Queen and then we go stop and see her. And it was, wow, you're really having an issue, aren't you?
I really think I might pee my pants.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
I'm
so sorry. Right. This is so rude of me. Yeah.
Come on back to
me. I'm trying really.
Come on. You can do it. You can do it.
God, you're so funny, though.
You can do it.
Okay.
So we'd stop and see her. Mm-hmm. And she'd let us, it was weird because she'd let us come inside and mm-hmm. sit on the couch. And
your teacher would?
Yeah, she was sweetheart.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was like, okay.
No. She was an absolute sweetheart. We're in fourth grade. Mm. And it was just so nice because, I mean, and I remember that, you know, it was just like, wow, this is what she does outside of school. But then we had another teacher, Miss Sankin, and Kevin and I, you know, we go see our fourth grade teacher. Why we just go see the third grade teacher? I remember riding down her alley and she came out in the backyard and she's like, she looked at Kevin and I both and she said, "Go home." And she's like pointing. She's like, "Go away. Go home."
Oh my God.
Yeah, she was.
Wanted her time off was taken very seriously.
She didn't want to see us.
My, I believe, fourth grade teacher had a farm and she, at the end of the year, we all got to go to her farm for like a big like class party. And we were like playing in the barn on the like straw bales and stuff. And
right.
There was like a rope you could, you know, like swing and drop down under the straw. And there was, I'll never forget it. There was like a machete stuck in the straw.
Whoa.
And I was convinced that we were like all going to die.
Well,
that we're all going to be
it is a machete.
Up by this, like it was like it went from like, you know, in my imagination, like went from like a fun day at the teacher's farm to like a horror movie. Like, you guys, we're all going to die.
Well, like that commercial where those group of kids are like out in the country and there's, let's go get in. Why do we get in the running car? They're like, are you crazy? Why would we do that? So they go hide in the shed behind a bunch of chainsaws.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, the teacher thing. That's interesting. Let's see. What else do we have? Oh, this this is actually somebody else's. This is not maybe something common, but Melissa Yingst from RD.com says that I believe that when my dad played the stereo, the people singing were lit inside. They lived inside of the radio.
Oh, wow.
It was always, I was always curious where they slept, went to the bathroom. I wanted to pry the speaker open to look inside, but I knew that would get me in a lot of trouble.
It sure would.
Yeah.
In my house, it would.
Did anybody ever tell you, like, if you stuck your tongue out and someone slapped you in the back of the head, it would stick?
No.
My mom told me that all the time. Like, if you're making a funny face.
My parents never told me any of these things. They must have just didn't care.
If you cross your eyes, they'll stay.
Well, I've heard that one, but I mean, again, I think my mom and dad just let me do the stupid shit to see what actually would. let's see if the boy's eyes will go crossed. Go ahead, Junior.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I was really afraid because I stuck my tongue out a lot.
Mm.
I was kind of a stinker. A lot of kids thought the moon was made of cheese.
That just seems, I mean, did you?
No, I don't know. I thought it was crunchy, though.
Crunchy?
Yeah, like a cheese ball. But we never had cheese balls growing up, so I don't know. I thought it was crunchy.
Wow.
Like, you know what I think the moon probably tastes like is in my like kid mind.
Dirt?
Well, yes. As an adult, yes. As in my kid mind are those Parmesan crisps. They're like real holy, you know?
Wow. Okay.
That's what I think.
Oh,
that's what I think.
You might be onto something. Who knows? I mean, I'll let you know next time I go.
I really am worn out from laughing.
Well, so, that's a good laugh. It's a beautiful thing.
I think so. I think I need
hot dogs!
I'm going to sign on out of here. And I'll let you know where you can catch Terry at his next hot dog gig.
Yes.
Thank you for tuning into No Stage Lights. What are some myths that you believed when you were a kid? We'd love to hear from you. Give us a shout out on social. Tag us. Send us a message.
And you secretly
shoot us a flare. Send us a paper airplane. However, we want to talk to y'all. Get in touch. Thank you for tuning in.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Take care.